Around 2,000 air travelers per day have been arriving in Hawaii in recent weeks. That's a decline of more than 90% compared to the same time last year. And there's something new for passengers coming from out of state, a thermal camera. It's part of the latest effort to screen travelers for COVID-19.
All international and continental U.S. travelers are required to stay home or in their hotel room.
Roughly 35,000 people flew to Hawaii every day last August. Now, the concourses of Honolulu's Daniel K. Inouye International Airport are largely empty. Travelers who are still coming now have their body temperature checked by a special thermal camera, part of the effort to prevent passengers infected with COVID-19 from bringing the virus to Hawaii. When a Trans-Pacific flight lands, passengers deplane as usual. Except now, a thermal camera will scan their heat signature to see if they're running a fever. National Guardsmen monitor the camera feed in real time from a nearby tablet. The system will note anyone with a temperature greater than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
In those situations, what will happen is that person will be pulled aside for an additional evaluation.
Tim Sakahara is with the Hawaii Department of Transportation. He says airport screeners will verify the passenger is running a fever and then offer them a COVID test. The state contracted with Japanese tech giant NEC Corporation to install and maintain cameras at 5 airports. Bill Carlton with NEC says this type of system is much more efficient than scanning passengers by hand.
So instead of taking half an hour or 40 minutes sometimes to offload 200 passengers on a flight, now they're doing it inside of 10 or 12 minutes.
The cameras also allow screeners to avoid close contact with travelers, although they're still present to check passengers who might not register, like small children or people in wheelchairs. Not all COVID patients will display a fever, but this type of symptom check can still produce a measurable impact.
Airport screening for temperature and symptoms picked up about 32.7% of those cases. So one-third, basically, 33%.
Tim Brown studies epidemics at the East-West Center. That number comes from a study in Taiwan in which all arriving passengers were tested and quarantined in addition to getting a temperature check. Brown says if thermal screening is paired with mandatory pre-flight testing for the virus, we could identify as many as 90% of infected individuals. But the idea is not without controversy. While Phase 1 only covers thermal screening, Phase 2 of the project will incorporate a facial recognition camera to help screeners verify which passengers are running a fever. That has civil rights watchdogs like the ACLU of Hawaii's Mateo Caballero on alert.
We have concerns about the constitutionality of the technology, particularly here in Hawaii, where there is a specific right to privacy recognized in the Hawaii Constitution.
Transportation Department spokesperson Tim Sakahara says only passengers running a temperature will have their photo taken, and the state is taking steps to protect travelers' privacy.
It's only going to be kept on record for 30 minutes, and then it'll be purged and deleted. The picture itself will not identify that person. It won't know that person's name, won't know their address, where they live, certainly not something like their social security number. None of that will be known.
The ultimate goal of the facial capture is to allow screeners to be even further removed from the potentially sick passenger. Theoretically, the system would detect a traveler with a fever, take their photo, and send it to a designated response team elsewhere in the terminal. But for now, the system is only checking temperatures. The facial recognition component won't be ready until December. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.